Walgreens won't sell abortion pills in states where Republican attorneys general object. Unity Point Health and Presbyterian Healthcare Services have announced their intent to merge in a multi-billion-dollar deal. And a new survey finds that physicians are nearly twice as likely as the general population to attempt suicide. It's Tuesday, March 7th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Walgreens will not dispense abortion pills in states where Republican attorneys general have issued legal threats. In January, the Food and Drug Administration finalized a rule that allows retail pharmacies to offer mifepristone, provided they meet certain certification criteria. Previously, only specialized clinics or certified physicians could dispense the drug. The two-pill medication abortion regimen, which includes mifepristone followed by misoprostol, was approved for pregnancy termination by the FDA in 2000. The latter medication causes uterine contractions and is also used as a treatment for miscarriages. Walgreens confirmed to Politico last Thursday that it will not dispense mifepristone in 20 states, including Texas, Utah, and Indiana. This includes some states where medication abortions are still legal, including Alaska, Iowa, Kansas, and Montana. The decision comes after a coalition of 20 Republican AGs sent a letter to both Walgreens and CVS in February, warning them that providing abortion pills potentially violated federal and state laws, and that the companies could face civil litigation from both private parties and the states if they proceeded. Walgreens is not currently dispensing mifepristone in any state. However, the chain told Politico it is working on getting the necessary certification to dispense the prescription drugs in some states, though it declined to elaborate which ones. Following the Supreme Court's decision in the Dobbs v. Jackson case last June that overturned Roe v. Wade, the laws regulating abortion now vary significantly state to state. 13 states have banned abortion, and many others have restrictions in place, which extend to medication abortion. There's currently also a lawsuit challenging the FDA's original approval of mifepristone being considered in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas. Medication abortion is the most used method of pregnancy termination in the United States, accounting for an estimated 53% of all abortions. Des Moines, Iowa-based Unity Point Health and Albuquerque, New Mexico-based Presbyterian Healthcare announced late last week that they have signed a letter of intent to merge. The combined system would have around $11 billion in annual revenue and more than 40 hospital facilities. It would employ 40,000 individuals with nearly 3,000 physicians and advanced practice clinicians. According to Unity Point's announcement, both systems would preserve their individual brands and deliver care locally under one parent organization. The systems do not have a set timeline for completing the merger and will spend the next weeks and months evaluating the plan, according to Presbyterian's release. And of course, it will be subject to state and regulatory approvals. This is not the first time Unity Point has sought a merger partner. Previously, it had planned to combine with Sanford Health, but that deal deal fell through in 2019. It may have found a like-minded partner in Presbyterian, since both health systems have made significant investments in risk, such as developing their own Medicare Advantage plans, establishing mature accountable care organizations, and expanding their respective hospital-at-home programs. This is one of the latest cross-state healthcare system mergers announced or being finalized in the U.S. Charlotte, North Carolina-based Atrium Health and Advocate Aurora Health in Wisconsin and Illinois finalized their merger in December to create the fifth-largest nonprofit health system in the U.S. And North Dakota-based Sanford Health and Fairview Health Services in Minnesota are in the process of merging. A new survey finds that nearly a quarter of physicians report having clinical depression, and a smaller percentage admitted to having suicidal thoughts. Medical information website Medscape conducted a national survey of 9,100 physicians across 29 specialties. Of those surveyed, 24% said that they were experiencing more severe clinical depression, while another 67% said that they experienced feeling sad or blue, which Medscape referred to as colloquial depression. The survey also asked physicians whether they ever felt suicidal or have attempted suicide. 9% of respondents reported that they had thought of but had not attempted suicide. More worrisome, 1% of respondents reported having attempted suicide. That's double the national average for U.S. adults at 4.9% and 0.5% respectively, according to the National Institute of Mental Health. Suicidal thoughts were slightly more common among female-identified physicians at 11%, compared to 9% of those who identified as male. And the youngest generation of physicians, those aged between 27 and 41, were more likely than others to have thought about or attempted suicide. The survey found that physicians are becoming more likely to discuss that they were having suicidal thoughts with a therapist, family member, or a friend or colleague. 38% of physicians reported talking to a therapist about their suicidal thoughts, up slightly from 34% according to Medscape's 2019 report. 36% reported speaking to a family member, and 25% reported speaking to a friend or colleague. A smaller group of respondents, 5%, reached out to a counselor on a suicide hotline. However, 40% of physicians responded that they did not speak to anyone about their suicidal thoughts. Surveyed physicians who did not seek help often cited a belief that they could handle their suicidal thoughts on their own. However, many also reported fears that disclosing suicidal thoughts could impact them professionally, including concerns that it could be disclosed to a medical board, become part of their insurance record, and fears about their colleagues finding out. This is GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm J. Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the program. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly GIST. The GIST Healthcare podcast is an independent production of GIST Healthcare, a Kauffman Hall company.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.